You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's investigative reporting on Reveal. Tonight, a look at the frontiers of religious liberty and what happens when groups skirt the rules, make money, or hurt children in the name of religious freedom. Find out tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network. Now, one of the biggest cultural events of the year was last night, the Academy Awards. And one of the biggest headlines was the mistakenly announced winner for Best Picture. Award presenters Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty announced that La La Land won for Best Picture. When the actual winner was Moonlight, the mistake was discovered after several of the La La Land producers had given their acceptance speeches.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
Whoops. Call in now with your thoughts about last night's Academy Awards. Were you surprised by the winners? What about the mishaps, especially that one on stage? Who are you hoping to see win? What do you think was the best picture of 2016? Is there something you want to see that you've encountered in the process of the Oscar Awards? Call in now and share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. Reggie Ponder joins us now to talk about last night's Oscars ceremony. He's known as Reggie the Real Critic. R-E-E-L. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets. Reggie, good to have you back.
Rob, it's good to be back. How are you?
I am good. Better than the producers of the Oscars in the last few minutes of the show last night. That's not something you see every day, is it?
That is not something you see every day. But you know, of course, people went back and did some research, and Sammy Davis Jr. actually did that as well. But what happened was he was given the wrong envelope.
So that wasn't on him. Well, in effect, it sounds like Warren and Faye were given the wrong envelope, too. One of the best actress envelopes.
Absolutely. And you can see that Warren, he knew something was wrong, so he did what most men would do. Hey, you look at this. You look at it. And then she announced it. So, wow, it's really unfortunate because it does two things. The first is that it gets the people excited who thought that they won. So they got up, they came, and they gave their acceptance speeches and were real excited. And then it's a letdown. Wow, we really didn't win.
Yeah.
But then it does take away a bit of the luster for the person who won, because if you saw the Moonlight crew, they felt a little bad that for the folks who actually ended up not winning. So it's a sad situation. But I know there's a lot of trolls out there and people who are saying, oh, that's they tried to do that. No, it was a legitimate mistake, and it's very unfortunate. But it was just a mistake. I mean, I know they'll do an investigation to try to see where the leaks came from. And, oh, no, that's something else. I'm sorry. But they'll do an investigation on it. But it is unfortunate.
Well, and we'll get into the movies themselves, but it did generate, you know, I thought maybe it was some kind of weird Bonnie and Clyde, we're going to rob all the Oscars by the, you know, the stars of Bonnie and Clyde. There, M. Night Shyamalan on Twitter took credit for the twist ending. Gave people something to talk about with the Oscars.
That's really funny. Well, you didn't do too much better by thinking that Hidden Figures was going to beat out La La Land.
Whoops.
Or Moonlight.
Right.
Come on, Rob.
People remember what I say on this show? Huh, the weirdest thing. Well, you thought, well, hold on now. You thought Moonlight should win, so you got that. You thought that La La Land was going to win. So are you happy that the should win beat the probably was going to win?
So I actually thought La La Land would win because Hollywood is really in love with itself, and they like movies about itself. So the buzz and the hype about La La Land, 14 nominations, I actually thought they would win 8. They only won 6. So I definitely thought that they would win. But I felt by far that Moonlight was the best movie of the year. And for so many different reasons, from the way in which they tell the story, from the way in which the story looks, from the message that resonates from what they were trying to say, and then from the great performances. It's so interesting because it was an ensemble cast that I thought all of them did such a great job. So I just thought by far was the it definitely is my favorite movie of the year.
We're tackling the Oscars with Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic. Let's listen to director Barry Jenkins when they did get that sorted out and he got to make his acceptance speech.
There was a time when I thought this movie was impossible because I couldn't bring it to fruition. I couldn't bring myself to tell another story. And so everybody behind me on the stage said, no, that is not acceptable. So I just want to thank everybody up here behind me, everybody out there in that room, because we didn't do this. You guys chose us. Thank you for the choice. I appreciate it.
And Reggie, let's talk about the movie itself. You told us about it in the past, but why did you love this one? Why did it deserve going in the Oscar?
So one thing, Rob, is that there was a lot of hype for this movie as well, very similar to La La Land. So I was thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, here I am. I'm going to have to go see this movie that everybody is saying is really good. And lo and behold, it's really good. And the way it is because it really takes a young man who is trying to struggle with his identity, which includes his sexuality in that. And so in going through that, he's in the inner city. He has some struggles with his mom. He doesn't have a father figure. And Mashallah Ali becomes like his father figure, his male figure in his life. And it's just the story just grabs you as you watch this young man trying to come of age and find out who he is and grapple with all the things that is happening in his community and with his family. And I just think that they told it in such a great way. And somebody else described it, another critic described it as beautiful. And I think that word is, it just really sums it up. It's such a beautiful story.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Elizabeth is with us in Neenah. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi. I couldn't help but call in because it's all we were talking about at the office today. And I just wanted to share a different perspective. I know everyone is saying how bad they feel for the people who are up on stage and even for the winners. And I understand that. But the opposite effect may happen because I cannot remember which movie won last year. But everyone was talking about both movies today at work. And one of my friends at work told me all about Moonlight. I'd heard of La La Land, but I'm now planning to go either to the theater or to rent Moonlight because
wow.
We're all talking about it.
Wow. I think that's a really interesting perspective, and I actually hope that you're correct because Moonlight has only made $22 million at the box office, and so I hope it does do that, and I didn't even think about that. I think that that's a really great point.
Elizabeth, thanks a lot for the call. They were talking about in the office the next day. You know, I hear the ratings weren't phenomenal for the Oscars this year, as I understand it, not the worst ever, though. Do people still care about these award shows, and does it need something weird to happen to get us talking the next day?
No, I don't think so. I think that with social media, that people know that they can skip these events. There are certain people who make this appointment TV, and then there are certain folks who say, well, I can just look at my my Twitter feed, and I can see, oh, yeah, this person won. So you can best believe Twitter had a lot of activity going on last night, and people who were not watching actually were being informed as to what happened. So I just think that it's a new age as well, so that people will go back and watch some of these speeches, and they'll see some of it from their Twitter feeds and Facebook. So I don't think they should panic.
Thanks again for the call, Elizabeth. Barry Jenkins wasn't the only person of color to win big last night. Mahershala Ali, you mentioned, Oscar for Best Actor in a Supporting Role in Moonlight. Here's a little bit of his acceptance speech.
I want to thank my teachers, my professors. I had so many wonderful teachers. And one thing that they consistently told me, Zelda Fitzchandler, Ron Van Loo, Ken Washington, is that it wasn't about you. It's not about you. It's about these characters. You are a servant. You're in service to these stories and these characters. And I'm so blessed to have had an opportunity. It was about Juan. It was about Chiron. It was about Paula.
Emotional, but that's an interesting perspective and the kind of behind the scenes how the actor's approaching the role in service to their character. What did you make of that, Reggie?
I actually think that it's really interesting because I think that what Viola Davis had to say actually echoes that, is that they that the people and the characters are the people who make these stories. So it and they're so rich that it's gives them the opportunity to perfect their craft, to delve deep into their craft, and to have what many thespians would say something to eat, a real meal, as opposed to just, you know, going through the motions. So I felt what he said from an acting perspective.
Talking to Reggie Ponder right now. Reggie, the real critic, looking at the Oscars last night. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Who do you think should have won at last night's ceremony? Are you glad La La Land won a lot of awards? How about Moonlight? What did you think of the onstage mishaps? How was it as a show? And does it have you wanting to see any particular movie now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation now about the Oscars last night with film critic Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What did you think of the show, the mistakes, who won, who lost, who should have won, who should have lost? Call in at 800-642-1234. Is there something that you want to see based on what you saw in the Oscars? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to Jim on the line in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Thanks for having me. I have a question for Reggie. I only saw the short clip that was shown on the Oscar show, but Denzel Washington's performance from the short clip I saw in Fences seemed to be a truly intense and compelling performance, and I wanted to know what Reggie's opinion is of this movie. The short clip I saw almost wants to compel me to see it.
Wow!
But I'm interested in his opinion. Thank you.
So I would say this is a must see. That Denzel Washington, this could arguably be his best performance. And if he had won an Oscar for this, it was deserving. Casey Affleck did a phenomenal job in Manchester by the Sea, so he won, and that's great. But if Denzel had won, it would have been deserved as well. He does something in this film where he brings this ordinary man to life, the struggles, the hardship. How does he raise his son? What relationship does he have with his wife? And it transcends. It's so funny because a lot of times people think that these movies that when you just have an all-black cast, it's just a black movie. Well, this movie, as well as Moonlight, they both transcend blackness, and they are universal in its meaning and in scope. And I think if you're interested in seeing this one, I would highly recommend it. A very good film.
Thanks for the call. On a related note, Goo in North Prairie, hi.
Yes, I thought Denzel deserved that also. I have not seen Manchester by the Sea, but I thought the role that Denzel had in that was just a real actor's part, and he really did it. And I felt so bad for him, and I could see he was upset that he didn't get it, and I thought he deserved it.
Well, all I can say is that he definitely deserved to win it. I cannot say that Casey's performance was undeserving. He did a really good job in this movie. It's a noticeable job. I mean, it's a noticeable performance. When you see it, I hated the character that Casey played, and I believe that means he did his job. When you make people have this an emotion about this your character, and you leave thinking about that character, I think he did his job. So kudos to Casey.
Thanks a lot for the call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Reggie Ponder, film critic. Reggie, the real critic, looking at the Oscars last night. Number again, 800-642-1234. If you have thoughts, we are talking, Reggie, about, as you were just mentioning, a lot of movies involving African-Americans in leading roles, predominantly African-American casts, after a couple few years there of the Oscars so white hashtag being prominent. Is this a blip, do you think, a one-year change, or is something happening here?
I actually think it's a blip. I think that these things go in cycles. When you looked at the time frame when there was Spike Lee and John Singleton, that was a blip. Then when you think about the time when Denzel and Halle won, that was a blip. And I think that it's just happenstance that we had a number of movies that featured African-American actors. So I think it's a blip, because if you still look at while they did let in a lot of different folks into the Academy is still overwhelmingly male and white. So, and I don't know if you noticed this, Rob, is that when a lot of the people got on stage to thank the industry execs, they were all thanking men. And so that's another thing that always gets me, is that women are, and we've talked about, you and I have talked about this before, that women are over 50% of the movie-going audience, yet men dominate the movies that we see.
Let's bring out another caller, Marsha, with us in Racine. Marsha, hi.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to comment on how touching it was, the letter that was submitted by the winner of one of the foreign film categories. It was a film that was produced by an Iranian director, I believe, who was unable to be there because of the really unfair situation with these bands of immigrants from certain countries.
Marsha, thanks for the call. And we've got a clip of that. This is from the letter by director Oscar Farhadi. Here's a listen to that being read.
I'm sorry I'm not with you tonight. My absence is out of respect for the people of my country and those of other six nations whom have been disrespected by the inhumane law that bans entry of immigrants to the U.S. Dividing the world. Thank you. Dividing the world into the us and our enemies categories creates fear, a deceitful justification for aggression and war. These wars prevent democracy and human rights in countries which have themselves been victims of aggression. Filmmakers can turn their cameras to capture shared human qualities and break stereotypes of various nationalities and religions. They create empathy between us and others, an empathy which we need today more than ever.
A reading there of the letter from Oscar Farhadi, director of the Oscar-winning Best Foreign Language Film, The Salesman. Reggie, one of the political moments there, what did you make of that one?
So what it reminded me of is you asked me a question about viewership. I also forgot to mention this issue of the Trump effect. I know that there are a number of folks who don't want to hear that stuff. They didn't want to hear someone say that this is why I'm not coming, I'm Mexican. I mean, all the different speeches that alluded to some of the stuff that people are having a problem with Trump. A number of Trump supporters have said online from Twitter and Facebook that just shut up. Accept your award. It's an award show. It's not a political show. If you want to have a political show, then, you know, pay for 30 minutes and do that. So I do think that some people probably stayed away for that reason, because they knew that you would hear some of that as well. I think that this is not the first time that this has happened. If you think about it, Marlon Brando did it for the treatment of Native Americans. And then there's other folks who have as well, but that's the one that's really near and dear to my heart because of how Native Americans have been treated in this country. So it's not the first time, and kudos. Kudos to someone who would say, hey, I'm not going to come for maybe one of the most important points in my professional career.
Marsha, thanks a lot for this call, or for that call. Reggie, here's something I'm seeing, and I don't know if this is a just me thing or if it's a real thing. People have been talking for a while, like, oh, the good stuff's happening in TV, the creative writing, the story arcs, the compelling characters, movies maybe not so much there. I'm looking at the movies out there. I saw, you know, Hidden Figures. I just saw Arrival yesterday. I didn't think it was a Best Picture winner, but it was really good. Other movies on the list I want to see, and I've been one of those guys who's like, I don't know if I care about the movies anymore. Are we getting better quality movies? Are we in a good movie moment now?
I think we're in a good movie moment because, you know, Rob, that there's some times and you get to these points and you're like, oh, man, there's not it.
Yeah.
Do I really want to see these movies? I just think that we had a number of really good movies out this year, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Arrival, for me, wasn't a Best Picture nominee. But I think we are in a good movie moment time, and these things, again, I think are cyclical. So we'll have to see what happens next. But when you look at the documentary area, there were some really that category was tough all the way around. Some really good documentaries. So I think we're in a good movie moment.
Well, and I'm seeing movies that get me and my kids talking, you know, as a family. And those documentaries, I assume I haven't seen them, but I assume they are too. We're getting movies that are provoking thoughts and conversations.
Absolutely. When you look at a movie, if Zootopia did not win, I was going to start some kind of war because it was by far the best animated film, and it could have been nominated for as one of the best films. It could have took Arrival's place because it was so entertaining but so socially conscious, and the message was something that could resonate with kids as well as adults. So I agree with you.
Reggie, thanks a lot. It's always good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so good. I just want to say one thing real quick, Rob, is that if people could go tonight to the Smithsonian Channel, I forget what time it comes on, but the movie is The Obama Years, The Power of Words. They take six of his speeches and they craft a hour period to show how Obama was able to use words to inspire, console, and assure a country. So I just think that even from a political perspective, you'll like this one.
Reggie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon, Rob.
That's Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic, looking at the Oscars last night. You can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.